I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. He's the co-host of Fox News Channel The Five, one of many co-hosts they have there because there are five people on the set. Greg Gutfeld is with us. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, we're very happy to have you. We had your is she your friend or is she your frenemy? We had Dana Perino on the other day.
Strictly coworker. It's just somebody I'm forced to work with. You know, we all have this, you know, this in our lives. So I just put up with her. By the way, I want to plug my other show, The Greg Gutfeld Show.
Which That's true.
Saturdays at 10 p.m.
Right.
Not just The Five, and it's doing great, by the way.
Yeah, good, good. And we don't want to slight that show at all. But you're
How
also
dare
gonna,
you?
You're going to be here on January 28th for a big show with Dana Perino at the Warner Theater, and also attending is an old dear friend of mine. Larry Gatlin's going to be there. What is Larry Gatlin's role in this show?
You know, what is Larry Gatlin's role in life? But I'll tell you. Okay, so the show is pretty cool. It's like Dana, if you watch The Five, and you know that Dana and I have a pretty good chemistry, and we basically spend most of the time making fun of each other. This is a kind of like a town hall Q&A. We talk about politics and the news of the day, basically the news of the year. And then Larry is kind of like this kind of like combination Greek chorus narrator. He's there. he sings. He keeps the show moving. He tells us when we gotta, like, you know, move, you know, stop talking and move on, and he just makes sure the evening's especially entertaining, and we have a fun time with him. So he's kind of like our added bonus. He's the prize in the Cracker Jack.
Oh, there you go. All right, I know he would appreciate that. It's called Short Stories by Short People, and that's the 28th of January out at the Warner Theater. All right, so I have a question. You
sure.
Talk about this relationship you have with Dana Perino. And I have always thought she is incredibly lovely, but you seem to go out of your way to antagonize this poor woman.
Yes, someone has to, because she's constantly talking about her dog. It drives me crazy. But you know what it is? It's kind of like a brother sister thing.
I think that's
like
it. Yeah,
she's Lisa Simpson and I'm Bart Simpson. So you know she brings in all of her notes, you know, and she does her homework, and I just sit there and I'm the clown. So it's kind of like it's a nice balance.
Greg, my first thought when I saw the promotional information for Short Stories by Short People was the question: will Jasper be there?
I believe there will be a cardboard cutout because he travels everywhere with it, which is kind of chilling and strange. There might be some therapy that is required to get us through this, because if the real dog won't be there, but yeah, she has a new book out about her dog, which is, you know, of course, selling like crazy because everybody loves dogs, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
All right, so we're looking at what's going on in Washington right now with the transition, and we've got this cabinet that's shaping up pretty well, just a few more positions left to fill. Your thoughts on how it looks as we see how Donald Trump has chosen the people who are going to run his government?
Well, I guess the latest, which I think is, you know, a good choice, is Spicer. You know, he seems like Sean Spicer for, I don't know if it's...
Well, hold it. No, I thought Kimberly, you know, your friend Kimberly there was up for the job as well, is what I read.
Yeah, you know what? I think, you know, when they talk about draining the swamp, they were talking about Fox News, because they keep trying to steal everybody at Fox News.
Well, I mean have you talked to Kimberly Guilfoyle about this? Is she...
I haven't. I heard about it yesterday, right before the show. But, you know, she would be amazing. I don't know if she could get up that early, but I think she'd do a great job. But Spicer. Have they made that one?
Well, that's not
that just being floated.
It's being floated. I heard he was the leading contender, but then I heard this thing about Kimberly Gil. I can't say her name.
Guilfoy. What, you worked with her? Didn't you work with her?
No. You were in New York. She was in New York. I was in D.C. I never really worked with you guys.
Oh, okay. But I thought it was in the reverse. I just heard about Sean Spicer this morning. That's why I thought it was. I thought it was like. But then again, it was on Twitter, so who knows?
Who knows? I'll double check that. Go ahead. But you like that idea of Sean Spicer?
Well, I think there was this big idea about like, oh, we need all these outsiders, but that he's RNC, and so was Reince, and you got to have those guys in there who know what's going on, and they seem pretty level-headed, and he seems pretty sharp, so I thought it was a good choice. Hmm.
Maybe this, the Guilfoyle news could be fake news, which I understand is something that's been on your mind lately, Greg.
Oh, well, yeah, yesterday I did a monologue on this. They keep blaming, coming up with these hate crimes because of President-elect Trump being elected, and like people are attacking people. And none of the press is really looking into it. And there was a big one in New York where an 18-year-old Muslim woman claimed she was attacked by, drunk Trump voters on the subway. And she said that nobody helped her. And it sounded so fake because, A, somebody would have helped you. There were three guys making fun of a woman on the subway and trying to pull off her hijab. Somebody would have done something. So I thought it was incredibly offensive that she smeared New York City subway strap hangers like myself. And that the press didn't follow up on it, but we at Fox News, we called the police, we were checking up on it, and sure enough, within like 2 weeks, the whole story unraveled, and she had, again, it was just another hoax, hate crime, and it seems if you just push these stories slightly, they collapse like a house of cards.
So, do you want, for example, Facebook to decide what is and is not fake news?
I don't even understand. It's a private company. They should have some responsibility over it. But I'm more interested in how the media, I don't care. Fox News is, Fox News, if they hadn't had, keep calling the police, who knows? Mm-hmm. So I think it's about pushing the general mainstream media to follow up on stuff. That's what I think. These hoax crimes, because the media wants them to be true, They never actually check up on them. And, there's also crazier fake news out there, like the Pizzagate thing, which was just, which turned the burden of proof on the people who were accused, which is, like, bizarre, became like a witch trial. Mm-hmm. It's like if you said the Pizzagate thing was fake, somebody says, well, how do you know? How do you know they're not really criminals? It's like, it's called the burden of proof, buddy. If you're going to accuse them, you got to prove it.
Yeah. So just thinking about the holidays, you got any big plans? We've been asking people this morning what their favorite and least favorite Christmas song is.
My least favorite is all of them.
The Grinch, aren't you?
Yeah, and
it's Greg Grinch.
I don't like any. I don't like mandatory fun. It's like all of a sudden it turns on after Thanksgiving. Like, okay, we have to do this now. It's just that's just not me. It's like if you feel like listening to a specific song, then listen to it. But don't be forced to it because, it's part of some kind of regimented schedule. And I think that always takes the fun out of it. I don't know. Yeah, I am a Grinch.
Yeah.
Proud of it.
Grinchfeld.
Well, listen, somebody's got to be that guy, and it's Greg
exactly.
Gutfeld.
If it's not for, if you don't have the Grinches, then you really can't appreciate it. You got to have some kind of balance.
All right,
very balanced.
That's right. So you're the balance to the Christmas holidays. Okay,
exactly.
Greg Gutfeld, co-host of Fox 10 News Channel's The Five, and his event is scheduled for January 28th at the Warner Theater with Dana Perino and my buddy Larry Gatlin, who will apparently sing songs about the things they've said on stage at some point. That's what I'm told.
Yeah, and you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.
All right, Greg. Thanks a lot for joining us, buddy.
You got it. Take care.